This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For 2 months this summer, Halliburton's current two-tier government structure has been studied by the Eastern Ontario Regional Network, or EORN. Now, as residents prepare to cast their votes in the upcoming municipal elections, the public is being invited to a series of meetings that explain what's on the table and why. Concern over mounting financial pressures on the county and its lower-tier municipalities led Halliburton County to enact the study by EORN. The report provides options for enhanced long-term sustainability and analyzes four potential governance models. And while the report is available for residents to read at any time, officials thought public information sessions to explain the different models and the advantages and disadvantages of each would help everyone understand that doing nothing is not an option. That's why a series of meetings are taking place August 25th through August 31st in all four municipalities, so questions can be asked and answered in an open forum. Gary Dyke, Halliburton's own CAO, spoke with Canoe FM recently to discuss the study and its next steps. He said the financial realities of the current structure are what drove the study, and the results are out for everyone to consider prior to heading to the polls.
What we keep kind of returning to basic principles on the study that we started with back in April is that this is a community economic study. This is a financial study. This isn't about, can we put process planning applications faster? That's an offshoot of the work we're doing. It's how do we determine what is the most efficient and sustainable way to operate to provide service levels in Halliburton County that keep people in their homes. The tax rate's exactly where it needs to be, not any more, not any less, is exactly where it needs to be. That's kind of, if you want to look at that as a mission statement. And then, so what we're doing now with the options is showing, here's the mission statements that this is the ultimate goal. Here's how close you get to achieving that mission statement through the various options. Council did authorize me, I presented a piece to kind of a phase two piece, and then they've issued additional funding for it. We're gonna now go into the models and start doing basically a cost benefit analysis, return on investment analysis on each one of the four models. Again, premised on what the mission statement was that was approved by council. As you saw from the survey results, you know, 92% of the respondents favored change in the view of affordability and service level maintenance. So that's what we're going to do next level. But on top of that, because one of our goals is to make sure everybody gets as much information as they can. So we're mimicking our community outreach that we did the first time when we're asking people questions to build the models. Now we're taking the study findings, going back to those exact same groups and having the conversation around, here's what you told us, here's what we found, here are the models, explain the models and next steps going forward. So I think starting the week of the 24th, we're having four public meetings, again, one in each of the municipalities. We switched them to all the evening this time to maximize. We did receive some comments about them being in the day, so it's perfect. So it's fine. They're all in the evening. And we're reaching out again to the former elected officials group, community leaders group. There's two meetings scheduled for them. I think that's actually the week following. And between now and December, we'll do that further financial analysis. Take the information gleaned from the community sessions, as well as the further financial review. And I've also held, on behalf of the local CAOs, I held an all staff meeting where we had all 200 and some odd staff members at the Minden Arena. And EORN and walked them through the process. And I talked to them about next steps. So, and each one of us have had individual staff meetings just to make sure everybody's up to date what's going on. So we're going to create a bit of a compendium report that will be released to the new council, hopefully in mid-December, with a target, and we've targeted January 13th as when the report all comes back to the new council, when we're now asking them to make decisions.
The EORN report found four possible paths to take for Halliburton County and its four municipalities going forward. One, the government structure here remains status quo without any changes. The second option is full amalgamation with the county taking over. The third favors merging of two lower tier municipalities, Highlands East and Algonquin Highlands, joining Dysart and Minden Hills, with oversight by the county. And the fourth keeps municipal governments as they are, but transfers any services to the county they can perform with greater efficiency. While he understands some may balk at the timeline, thinking the move might be rushed, Dyke says the timing was set out intentionally so that everyone knew what was on the table.
We started this in April, and we scheduled it the way we did on purpose to get as much information out to anybody that was going to run again, was thinking about running, was going to vote in the election. So that's between now and at the end of the year. So you're looking at 6 months. There's roughly, well, 5 months to be fair. There's 5 months of the report being out. And again, we're going to, the new information, we're going to have more public sessions. The compendium report will be out in December, which is 3 weeks before the next council meeting. And we've identified, yes, the re-release of the information on the 13th of January and scheduled a second meeting at the end of February. So there's another month and a bit going in. Yes, I mean, it's a big decision, but I think with the work we've done and the level of outreach and the level of community contact that eARN has had through the program. There's a lot of information out there and a lot of opportunity for people to ask questions. Yes, it is a time thing. However, depending on which model is chosen, it's going to dictate how much time it takes from a transition standpoint. If it is the Model 2, which is the single tier, you're looking at 14 to 18 months to do a sound transition piece. Options 2 or 3, whichever variant they have, that's another 8 to 12 months on those type of transitions because you have a lot of moving parts in both of them. If you start doing Math 4 and you read the report about the timeline with respect to the impact of the financial piece, I don't think you can wait much longer. They've given themselves enough time. They've took the bold step to think, I think we have an issue to deal with. They now have options to deal with, and they have time to implement whichever option they deem the best to address the affordability question going forward. So yeah, it's may seem quick, but I think it's out of necessity as well as practicality too.
The public survey had decent participation and an overwhelming majority of respondents, 92% in fact, who were in favor of change based on affordability. Those who took part stipulated that service levels must be maintained, but costs cannot be allowed to increase year over year. It's clear residents can read the tea leaves, and that for them, as hard as it may be, change is needed. Survey respondents cited affordability, efficient service delivery, and community character as the top three items of concern when it comes to municipal government here. One of the most striking findings is that participation exceeded levels typically seen in comparable municipal government studies. With Halliburton County's tax base at 98% residential, delaying change to the government structure seems like putting off the inevitable. And Dyke says he's anticipating good discussions to come out of the Phase 2 public meetings. He understands the concerns of some who aren't thrilled with the timeline, but disagrees about kicking the can further down the road.
It's the magnitude, right? I mean, in the decisions being made, there should be a lot of thought behind, and there should be a lot of analysis and questioning of what's going forward, because it is a significant change, or potentially, well, any one of the models, right? There'd be significant change that will impact people directly, both within and external to the organization. So that part, no, I'm not surprised. I was quite pleased with the meeting. I thought a lot of information to count for council to get at one time. But, you know, there were some good questions out of where we're going. And I think we're able to take those questions, as well as hopefully the information we receive from the public next week, and build them into the compendium report that's going to be done in December. Because what we're trying to do in our program, make everything foundational, where we're slowly building upwards as we talk to more people, as we get more feedback, is building that into the responses. So hopefully people can see that, yes, we did listen. We may not necessarily agree on certain things, but that data has been inputted. We want to keep building that up. So by the time we get to January, there will be a significant depth of information going forward. There is people that lived through the amalgamations back in 2000. There is some fear that they weren't successful. Respectfully, both Mr. Pine and I disagreed. Yes, there were ones that were more successful than others, but it's not a blanket thing that, you know, if you do this, it's going to be worse for people. But we'll address that. It was a valid question that was brought forward.
Dyke praises the lower tier municipal councils for having the foresight to support the affordability study, despite potential concerns over its findings. He said that support shows an understanding that things cannot continue as they are currently.
I think councils themselves, in the fact that they received my report back in April, and I think council realizes that from the information we have, or the current county council realizes that, because we're moving forward. Like, we're actually looking at things, and now it's just, where do people want to land? The councils do deserve a lot of credit for taking the steps they did and the time they did it. And even with the response coming in, yes, certain questions about whether or not this is the right way to go at the meeting. But at the same time, those same individuals still supported this going forward and doing more work. They understand, yes, they have concerns, but they realize, well, let's work it out. Let's actually take a look at it. So I give council full compliments for the way they dealt with it and getting us to the point where we're going to have a pretty solid effort. And that's being recognized by the province, right? With the level of public engagement we've had, they're really impressed with their words, not mine, the way we socialized the program to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to hear and input, right? So I think that's, we should take pride in that.
The public information sessions begin Tuesday, August 25th at the Halliburton Legion from 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, August 26th at the Minden Hills Community Center from 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, August 27th at the Lloyd Watson Center in Wilberforce from 6 to 8 p.m. And on Monday, August 31st at the Stanhope Firefighters Community Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. Following these public sessions, the eORN team will start to examine the financial implications of all four options presented and return with briefing documents for all new councils in the county in December. Registration isn't required for any of the public sessions. For more information, visit the County of Halliburton at halliburtoncounty.ca/news/posts/affordability and governance study presentation.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.